The following program is brought to you in living color.
Why don't we try my wine?
Well, I've never been interested in domestic wine.
This isn't exactly domestic. Well, you like it, don't you?
Well, I'll tell you, Tom, it's not really bad. It's...
Tom, did you spend more than 50 cents for this?
50 cents for... You mean you don't like this wine?
Say, I got a good mind to return it and make them give you your money back.
It's the Wine Crush, presented by Wine Still Sold Out at WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time. WTSO.com. Now, here's the goddess of the grape, Laura Lawson.
Welcome to the Wine Crush. Wine Crush is proudly brought to you by WTSO, Wine Still Sold Out. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay guzzling diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about its grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about right now our sunburned, a little bit crispy, happily laying on the beach, friendly little grape. Yes, each week we come up with a creative way to look at our grapes, but I have to say, Kent, you got me on the opening.
Goddess of the grape. I have others.
Oh, great. It's nice to know what I can expect and be prepared for. Maybe I won't sound like a choking cat at every open of the show. But yes, you are listening to The Wine Crush. We have a fun show today simply because I have been traveling a lot. And anytime I start traveling a lot, whether I'm flying, whether I'm driving, I get punchy. And when I get punchy, I start noticing strange little details that generally I would not pay attention to and I really wouldn't consider. But after you've had the third layover of a day and you're stuck in an airport bar again for like your fourth meal in a row, there comes that moment where you start thinking, gee, what wine is actually going to pair with this cheese stick? So that's kind of what I've been doing lately.
Cheese stick.
Well, it actually started me on this whole little run of trying to figure out what, where, and when, since obviously I wasn't going to eat anything that really required a fork for the last 72 hours. I figured I'd need to do something creative. So this is what happens when I get bored. But before I go down that road, today we have a great guest. We have Mr. Ed St. John. He is the winemaker for Pedroselli Wines. This will really be an honor, Pedroselli. It's one of those wineries that I remember when I first started in the business, and we all have those background moments. I know Kent can remember the first time he had wine. I remember the first time I felt like I was someone special because we had Behringer White Zin instead of Sutter Home White Zin on the table when I was in college.
Wow.
And it's just one of those things. But I knew that I had learned a lot about wine when I think my second trip out to Sonoma, I was with a group of true onophiles who were just really, oh, we must go to Pedroselli and get some of their Zinfandel. And I remember back then thinking, just awestruck, that this was this great winery and I got to meet these people. So they have a nice home in my heart. So it'll be fun speaking to Mr. Ed St. John. And also, before we get that far down the road, and no, I am not saying that these are the wines that go with my junk food craving yet, we do have our wine recommendations. Now, you know me, I like to branch out and find unique things. And I think I have found something that, one, it's going to excite you, but two, it's nice to find up-and-coming wineries that haven't been snapped up in the Washington, Oregon area. The wine is The Pines 1852. That's the name of the winery. It's 1852 is when the land was granted. The Pines, it used to be the Pines Dairy. Ergo, that's the name that they came up with, The Pines 1852. But what they are doing is they are doing a Pinot Gris and Gewurztraminer blend. Now, this is out of Columbia Gorge, and we often don't see that AVA. We don't hear about it that often, simply because there aren't that many wineries there. It's, of course, keep in mind that as you get into the Pacific Northwest, everyone has this idea that it's this great swampland. But in actuality, every 10 miles you go east, I think it's something ridiculous, like you lose 15 inches of rain. So by the time you're 40 miles over the Cascades, you're pretty much in desert. And our Pacific Northwest is desert. So this whole little area hasn't really come into its own yet as people start to find it. I definitely know they will. But this wine's a blend of Pinot Gris and Gewurztraminer and has the best of both of them. You know, you get the great spiciness of a Gewurztraminer. Sometimes it can finish flabby. Because of the Pinot Gris blend in there, it has great acidity on the back end. So this is one of those perfect summertime wines, your perfect patio quaffer again. It goes great with grilled salads. Goes great with grilled seafood. anything light, acidic. This is just a really good, refreshing wine. I haven't had a chance to try it with brunch yet, but I really do feel like this is going to be it. But absolutely outstanding. The Pines, 1852, Pinot Gris and Gewürztraminer blend. Definitely go check it out. Your red wine is something a little bit different. I would say about 4 years ago, we introduced a wine called The Show. And The Show was part of a Three Thieves group. Now, The Show has branched out and have a whole lot of different varietals than they did with just the cab. And, of course, behind this, one of the Three Steves is that madman, Joel Gott. And, of course, Taylor's Refresher, now Gott's, he's definitely a legend. He's been around the business forever. But what they are doing is they are showing you the best of the world by going around gathering up grapes from great location. And one of the ones they are doing now is a Malbec. And the Malbec, the 2010, it is just bursting with flavor. A lot of times you find some of these Malbecs are getting dirtier, they're kind of getting watered down. This is not. It comes from Mendoza, Argentina. It comes from a higher elevation. So you're getting black extracted fruit. Of course, you're getting the blackberry, but you're getting pepper. You're getting a lot of spice. And it almost has a Cabernet Franc nose to it because you get a lot of violets on this thing. Absolutely spectacular. And what's great about it is they're value-driven. These are under $13 at any of your local mega marts. The label's a little bit different. It's kind of kitschy, kind of, I won't say Art Deco, but I think it's Timothy Hatch or Nashville's Hatch Shore, something like that. Very famous poster, very famous print that's on the bottles. You need to check it out. The man on the horse might deter you from wanting to buy the wine, but once you actually taste the wine, this is not one of these critter wines. This is not something that's just run-of-the-mill, let's produce it for the hell of it. This wine is absolutely fantastic. So The Show Malbec, brought to us by our fine friend, Mr. Joel Gott. You should be able to find this at any of your local mega marts. So two definitely unique wines today. Yes, we'll get back in the holiday season. I will find the Chardonnays and Cabernets and Pinot Noirs. But again, it is just time to branch out. And like I said, I've had to branch out lately because literally I don't think I've used a fork in 96 hours.
Really?
Anything I have had to eat, it's involved something that's on a fast food platter, through an airport kiosk, or something that you're sitting in that airport bar and they wander up and say, what beer do you want? And you have to beg and plead and...
Yeah.
Bargain to get a glass of wine.
That's not the way to live and remain healthy, though. You
no,
don't want to do
not.
That for too long.
No, it's not. I'm happy to be back home, and my expanding waistline is happy to be back home. But it does beg the question of when you go to bars, when you know, we all wish we could eat fork to farm all the time. We all wish we were foodies, but let's face facts, that's not real world. There are nachos or bratwurst or buffalo wings. Come on, pretty much everybody within the sound of my voice has had one of those bar snack items in the last month.
Yeah.
Come on, Kent, admit
yeah.
it.
Sure. Well, yeah. I mean, just to be honest with you, you got to eat.
You do. You have to eat, and sometimes
you have to eat. Aunt B's not around for every meal, so.
Nope, not always home cooked. But it brings to mind what pairs well with what. And so since I've been on this, I have learned Chardonnay goes well with cheese sticks. I don't know if it's, you know, because they fry them, they have the nice little buttery goodness and the cheesiness in it. If you're going to drink Chardonnay, fried cheese sticks are your answer. If you are really feeling kind of festive and you wind up in some kind of Mexican themed place, tacos and nachos go great with Rieslings. You
wow.
can usually find
you
Rieslings.
Could write a book. You could do a whole book on.
On junk food?
On the proper wines to go with junk food.
Well, junk food,
somebody's
fast food.
Bound to have done that.
Oh, I'm sure somebody has. I was surprised, though, and all the stupid little picking and stuff I was eating, I did have access to a fairly good champagnes by the glass. There were some options because people do splits and half bottles. But none of the little fried goodness mess I was having at bars paired well with the champagnes. And I always advocate that champagne is the perfect pairing. It goes well with everything. The closest it came well to going to was the buffalo wings. But ultimately, you get so thirsty drinking and eating the buffalo wings, you get so thirsty that champagne just doesn't cut it. I actually wound up a little bit more relaxed.
I can't imagine a wine that goes with hot buffalo wings, though. You got to get the mild ones, right?
Well, no, not necessarily. You can do white Zinfandel. You can do some rosés. You can do Moscatos. I bet Moscato and buffalo wings would have gone well together, but unfortunately, I couldn't find any Moscato.
No.
So I encourage you, our listeners, I know that every single one of you, regardless of how healthy you are, you have a closet junk food, fast food, fried food fetish. And if so, I want to know what wines you pair with yours. Call me 877-4CRUSH1 or you can email me directly at lauralawson@winecrush.com. Because really, this is a hot button. This is something that we all have to deal with. It goes back to the whole infamy around wine, the whole image that we have about wine being some kind of very elegant beverage. But as wine drinkers expand, and once again, we're expanding every year. We are going to take over beer again this year. Everybody is starting to offer wines. And whether it's the little hole in the wall, your dive bar, or whether it's the nicer pubs of sorts, you go in, you get wine, but ultimately you've got to have food and wine pairing at some point. If you're going to sit there and drink, you need to eat something. So have we missed the boat on this? Are we not taking into consideration, regardless of the fact it may just be a bar, do we need to cater our bar menus towards one, the most popular types of wine, or two, towards the wine that matches the food that we're serving? It can go both ways on this. I want your opinions. 877-4CRUSH-1 or email me, lauralawson@winecrush.com. Hey, Kent, I know you don't spend that much time in bars, but when you go to a bar, do you automatically know what you're eating or do you automatically know what you're drinking when you walk up to the bar?
Not when I walk in, no.
And something like that, would you be more upset if, one, they didn't have your favorite beer, or two, if the wine didn't match the bar food you were about to order?
It would surprise me if they didn't have my favorite beer more, I think.
See, so everyone has, you know, you have your concept, I need to go get a beer, I need to go get a glass of wine.
Right.
And in these kind of places, food becomes secondary.
Exactly. And always has been, hasn't it?
Well, for me, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
To the average customer, it's always been secondary.
Well, food doesn't have brand names. You know, you aren't going to walk in and say, I will have a Tyson's Farms chicken wing.
That's right.
You will walk in and say, I'll have a Budweiser, I'll have a Kendall Jackson. So you kind of come to expect it with your beverages, not with your food. So it actually does lead to a very interesting enigma. Like I said, call me, 877-4CRUSH-1. Hey, we're going to take a quick pause right here, but when we return, I will answer some of your phone calls, some of your emails, and wander our way down to a great interview with the winemaker from Pedroncelli.
Stay with us for more of The Wine Crush, presented by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com.
Great grape does not have to cost an arm and a leg. I want to tell all of my Wine Crush listeners about Wines Till Sold Out. Wines Till Sold Out offers great wines at 30 to 70% off. Just go to WTSO.com now to see the current deal. Juicy reds, crisp whites, champagne, and of course my all-time favorite, Chardonnay. Buy a few bottles or stock up for your next party. Wine Still Sold Out has all of your favorite varietals and favorite vintages from around the world. Plus, shipping is always free and you'll find unmatched customer service. That's WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time.
Hey, when do you crave the refreshing taste of iced tea? Twisted Tea wants to know. After mowing the lawn, at a barbecue, on a really hot day, think about that same satisfying glass of iced tea, but with a kick. Twisted Tea is a hard iced tea that's made from beer, but tastes like real iced tea. And nothing satisfies like an ice-cold Twisted Tea. The next time you and your friends are looking for some refreshment, but you need a little kick, grab a Twisted Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
How would you like to win all your groceries for a year absolutely free? You can, thanks to PRN, AARP, and Nationwide Insurance in the Win Groceries for a Year sweepstakes. It's easy to enter. Just go to goprn.com/fans, fill out the information, and soon we may be calling to tell you you've won free groceries for a year. No purchase necessary, must be 18 or older, official rules online or by mail if requested. Win groceries for a year at goprn.com.
For 50 years, Bristol Motor Speedway has had a mission of exceeding the fans' expectations. For 50 years, Bristol Motor Speedway has been America's favorite track because they listen to fans. And now, race fans have spoken. Changes are coming to Bristol. Witness history at the Irwin Tools Night Race, August 25th at Bristol Motor Speedway. Don't wait. Get your tickets now. Call 423-BRISTOL or visit bristoltix.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't Make me come back there. Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad.
Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking. You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing, you're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know, I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now it's more of the Wine Crush, brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out, WTSO.com.
Welcome back to The Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Before we took a break, we had had a small discussion about wines and junk food or bar food, however you want to look at it. And someone stopped me in the hall and said, "You mentioned bratwurst. Now I have to have a bratwurst, but what would go with it? I'm going to drink a beer." And it really does bring to mind an interesting question. For the person that asked that question, I would go with a Primitivo or a Santa Barbara Syrah, something that has a little bit of earth to it, but has some fruitiness to bring out hopefully the sage and the bratwurst. So there is one that pairs with it. Okay, this show is all about you. We do like to take your emails and your phone calls occasionally, and no, not just to make fun of you. So remember, Laura Lawson at winecrush.com, 877-4-CRUSH-1 if you feel like being on air. Right now I have an email from Katie, and Katie is in Wisconsin. Katie writes, and actually, let me go ahead and say this. Katie, when I got this email, I actually went and did some homework to answer this question because you surprised me. Katie writes, "Why does my box wine have an expiration date? I thought since there was no air, then there would be no harm to the wine and it shouldn't expire." Now, Katie, I will say I did go to my local Mega Mart and go into the box wine aisle, and you are indeed correct. There are expiration dates on most of the boxes of wine, and I had to have a moment pause with you. Now, listen, it's not just light and it's not just air that can hurt a wine. Let's face facts. Wine is a living thing. It is organic. It will break down. There's just no two ways. I can't think of any way you could perfectly preserve it. Even if you put it in a vacuum, eventually the esters, the components, once air was reintroduced, are just going to disintegrate. But ultimately, I asked around. And yes, your box wines have expiration dates because, get this, think about how we've talked about the box wines, how you have that little waxy carton on the outside and basically like a Mylar balloon on the inside. Eventually, the alcohol in wine will slowly start deteriorating the Mylar. So even though it won't hurt you, it can't harm you, what'll happen after a while is you'll start getting maybe a plastic taste, a funky taste. But if you think about it, the expiration dates on these things are pretty staggering. I think the one I saw expired, I think it said February 2013. So I think we definitely have time on it.
Well, maybe so.
Yes, and for those of you who have boxes of wine in your refrigerator and it's open and you don't plan on finishing it till February 2013, then perhaps you ought to find another medium to drink your wine in.
That might be a good idea.
Yes, just a thought.
There's no health effect, though.
No, there is no health effect. Although it's funny, you could almost have just led me up to this. This is fascinating to me. I understand that medical research is ongoing, and constantly we are looking for cures for some of the vicious diseases and vicious afflictions that the human race has. So I know that looking into things and trying to find unique cures is understood. But it just fascinates me. We keep doing the same medical studies over and over again. This has just come out. I found this on MedLexicon. Some people suffer allergy-like symptoms after drinking wine. Really?
I do.
But the whole point is, they're still studying this. We know that people have some sulfite allergies. They actually say that up to 7% of the people are having some kind of allergic reaction after they drink wine. Surprisingly, more women than men. Out of the group, I think women were 8.9% likely to have some kind of intolerance, and men were 5.2%. Well, of course, women are intolerant to begin with.
Why do my ears turn bright red when I drink some red wines?
It's probably the sulfites in it. But see, that goes back to everything we discuss. You know, there's as much sulfite in a glass of wine as there is in a piece of bread. So my guess is you just have thin skin on your ears and the alcohol thins your blood.
Maybe
that or you're already taking blood thinners. No one can give a concrete answer on this. But the whole point of this study about some people suffer allergy-like symptoms, the final conclusion of this whole study they've done is that these results do not necessarily indicate a true allergy, but rather an intolerance to alcohol, amines, sulfites, or other ingredients. So basically, you put all this time, all this effort, and you come up with nothing. I don't know about you, but that would frustrate me. Let's face facts. Somebody, somewhere, every single one of us has some kind of allergy, some kind of reaction, whether it's you want to look at it from an indigestion point of view or something like your ears turning red or people's faces flushing after they drink something. No one exactly knows why. Each body is different. Leave it alone. Some people can't drink wine. Let's face facts. We feel sorry for them and we move on.
Are there sulfites in white wine?
Yes, there's sulfites. There's sulfites in all wine.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, I'm just trying to paint you into a corner.
No, you can't. There are less sulfites in a glass of wine than there are in a piece of bread.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sick of this. Thank you. Quit it. Leave me alone.
But the bread doesn't make my ears turn bright red. No, never mind.
Yeah, I don't know, unless it's really sassy bread. Maybe it just makes
Could
fun
be.
Of you. Actually, it's usually wine making your face turn red after you put your foot in your mouth. That's why you usually turn red. Anyway, I'm sorry to get carried off on that. All right, we do have another quick email. This was a question from Lane in Colorado. I went to a pub-style restaurant in New York, and the only wine they offered was a red and white on tap. It tasted good, but how does this work? Lane, it works just the same way pretty much that your beer works. We had talked about this upcoming. We are going to have wine kegs out there. Wine's going to come in kegs, working toward a green foundation. And so, in the past, you may have had nothing but swill come off wine kegs. There's some amazing producers out there doing it, and this is the next trend. So definitely keep your eyes out for red and white and all kind of neat offerings up on your draft spigots. Hey, we're going to take a quick break right here, but when we return, we'll be joined by Mr. Ed St. John, the winemaker for Petter & Selle.
So you're sitting in your car or truck in traffic and it seems to be running fine right now, but how do you know it will tomorrow, this afternoon? Can you afford to miss that meeting or family event? Don't risk it. Z-Max it. Z-Max is the engine performance product that makes a good engine oil great and gives you the assurance your vehicle will keep running smooth and strong day after day, year after year. Why wouldn't you ride with Z-Max? Get Z-Max at your local retail parts store now or log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner near you. Z-Max, performance you can feel.
Hey, when do you crave the refreshing taste of iced tea? Twisted Tea wants to know. After mowing the lawn, at a barbecue, on a really hot day, think about that same satisfying glass of iced tea, but with a kick. Twisted Tea is a hard iced tea that's made from beer, but tastes like real iced tea. And nothing satisfies like an ice-cold Twisted Tea. The next time you and your friends are looking for some refreshment, but you need a little kick, grab a Twisted Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their roiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
We're back with more of the Wine Crush, brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out, WTSO.com.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Right now, we're going to have a little bit of fun. We've got Mr. Ed St. John, the winemaker from Penruselli Winery, joining us. Ed, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. Apparently, I'm having a hard time speaking today, but it being one of those days, I can kind of get there. It is a joy to have you on the show. I was telling everybody earlier that in my career in the wine business, I remember that I thought I had hit the big leagues when I finally got to go to the winery, Penruselli, and have Zinfandel, and just, my God, I felt like I was queen because I had discovered this amazing Dry Creek winery that nobody on the East Coast knew about. Now, of course, everybody knows about your wines, and they do exceptionally well, but you are truly a landmark in my wine career.
Well, thank you. We're celebrating our 85th anniversary this year, so it's fairly frequent that I get to hear people, you know, having discovered us some time ago, thinking that they'd made some unique discovery, only to find that we've had a little bit of time now to build quite a good distribution network.
Yes, y'all have done such a good job getting yourselves distributed across the country. You know, the rest of us just aren't special anymore, Ed. You're going to have to work on that.
Oh, no. You know, we're still looking for direct opportunities to meet new friends.
Well, so I seriously doubt you have any problem with that. Your wines are outstanding. For our listeners, give them an idea of what the gamut was that Penruselli does and your varietals and what you consider to be y'all's shining stars.
Oh, my goodness. We only have, from what I understood, 3 hours for the interview, so I don't know if I can get through all the varieties.
Well, tell you what. Every winemaker has a pet. You know you have a pet, and you know you have a favorite. Talk about your pet.
Yeah, you nailed it when you said you made it to Dry Creek, to the winery, and tasted the Zinfandel. We've actually had that growing on the ranch since Giovanni Petroncelli purchased the winery and vineyard in 1927. And little tiny block of Zin that we have since expanded to about 40 acres now, and it's all second-generation vines replanted in the same place, cloned from the original mother vineyard. So it's essentially old vines on relatively new roots, although those are now about 35 years old. So we've got some just wonderful Zinfandel. That's No, that's our flagship. That's what we're best known for. That and then our Cabernet Sauvignon as well. Those two are the two grapes that we grow the most and that we're most proud of. So that would be, I guess, those would be the favorite children.
Understood. It's always fun when you get a chance to speak to a winemaker who has such a history with Zinfandel, because it seems like by now, as a wine community, we would have come up with some kind of legitimate definition for the idea of old vines. Obviously, if your vines are planted in 1927, regardless of whether we're cloning or we're regrafting what we're doing to them, they're old vines. What do you consider a truly old vine?
It's really funny. I just had this conversation with some folks. We were doing an event in Mammoth, a wine and food festival this past weekend.
Yes, the Mammoth Wine and Food. We have a lot of people that were talking and excited about that.
Oh, we had a great time. We actually did a little sort of mini decade vertical of Cabernet, 77, 85, 92, 2002, and then 2009.
Oh, how cool. How was the 77? Anyway, how'd the 77 hold?
Oh, it was amazing. I couldn't believe it. And I pulled the cork out of that wine. There was no more travel on the cork than an eighth of an inch. I'll bet. It was just amazing. The wine is still, you know, it's definitely a 35-year-old wine, but it still had wonderful acidity. There was still wonderful clarity. You know, it had that wonderful aged brick color to it. But a little bit of fruit when we first opened it, the silky texture in the mouth. I was amazed. 35-year-old cab. But the great thing was that wine had never seen the light of day until we packed it up very carefully and gently and drove to Mammoth with it. It never left the winery. So it was a real treat for us as well as for the guests who were there to taste that wine.
When you pull a cork on something like that, are you personally nervous?
Oh, I was sweating like a... Well, I can't say it on the radio. But,
yes.
yeah, I was terribly nervous. For one thing, you know, an old cork like that, you're not quite sure how well it's going to extract. And, in fact, one of the vintages I was really having difficulty, it was pretty clear to me that the corks had not been coated very well, so they just didn't want to extract.
They never do. Anytime I do any kind of tasting like that, I always just throw an Osso in my purse because I know I'm going to make an ass of myself before it's over.
Funny you say that, because I was digging it. Essentially drilling, post-hole digging this cork out of the bottle, and I looked over to Julie and I said, oh, I wish I had an Osso. I could get this thing out of here in a second.
Yeah.
I didn't think anybody else ever even knew what Ossos were anymore.
They're hard to find, but if you do enough tastings and if you're playing around with some older wines, you need to. Hey, for our listener, and also, man, back in the 60s, these were part of your cocktail set that you would get. You'd get your shaker, you'd get your strainer, and there'd be that funny-looking wine opener that basically looked like a pie sign upside down. And everyone kind of stared at it, didn't know what to do. Basically, the two fingers go between the cork and the inside of the bottle so that you twist and you extract. Well, let's face facts, if you have fingernails or no patience, these things don't work well, but it's the only thing that you can get an old cork out of a bottle with and not make a true mess.
Exactly, because it's not penetrating the cork. It goes down between the cork and the bottle, and then that actually creates a pinch on the cork as you're pulling straight up. They're wonderful. They are ideal. Short of a sword and a candle or something,
If you're not going to go ahead and savor the bottle, carry an Osso. So I bet from now on, and see, the good news is, I don't know about this, I would imagine that airline security wouldn't take an Osso from you.
Oh, I think they would, because it's a sharp instrument.
Oh, that's true. Just airline security as a whole is not sharp, just whatever I'm carrying. Okay, I'm sorry. You and I are getting off tangent. I'm just having too much fun talking with you.
77 Cab was a lot of fun. Zins, you know, we ooze Zinfandel. We bleed Zinfandel if we cut our fingers. So that's what we live and die by. And ours, you know, we've always done more elegant style Zinfandel. We don't hold to the... over-extracted, you know, 16.5% alcohol, beat you over the head with a 2x4.
I don't know if you'll agree or disagree. I mean this in a good sense. Your Zins have always been feminine to me. They've always been silky.
You know, I mean, I think that's a really good descriptor. You've done your homework. I'm proud of you. there's that wine trade organization, that wine trade magazine that some of us thumb through once in a while called The Spectator.
Yeah.
They just did a In April, they did an article on the elegant Zins of 2009. And I think it was the under $20 category or something. We were in the top 10 of that listing. And it was so nice to see that Tim Fish gets it, that there's an elegant style to Zinfandel that is so much more enjoyable when you're eating. It doesn't overpower you, and it doesn't turn your face to peach fuzz because of the alcohol.
No, and you don't feel like in Kent's case, his ears don't instantly turn red. But no, it's America's grape, and I think a lot of people, you know, they have this idea that Zins are just these big old alcoholic, beat you over the head, take a whip, take a chair, lay it down for 15 years, and hope that you can get to it. They're like most Americans; they have split personalities, and we just need to find the best of them. Yep. Hey Ed, we got to take a quick break right here, but do you mind hanging out so we can pick up this conversation after commercial?
I'll be happy to.
Okay, quick break here on The Crush. Stick around, and we'll talk a little more with Ed, and we'll try and stay on tack this time.
We'll have more of The Wine Crush, presented by WTSO.com.
Do you love discovering great wines and finding a great value at the same time? Then you need to discover Wines Till Sold Out. Wines Till Sold Out features great wines at 30 to 70% off. Wines Till Sold Out searches all over the world for the best wines. They buy exclusively for their members. It's free to join, shipping is included, and you'll find expert customer service if you ever decide you need it. There's a great offer waiting for you as we speak. Go to WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time.
Hey, when do you crave the refreshing taste of iced tea? Twisted Tea wants to know. After mowing the lawn, at a barbecue, on a really hot day, think about that same satisfying glass of iced tea, but with a kick. Twisted Tea is a hard iced tea that's made from beer, but tastes like real iced tea. And nothing satisfies like an ice-cold Twisted Tea. The next time you and your friends are looking for some refreshment, but you need a little kick, grab a Twisted Tea. The refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
How would you like to win all your groceries for a year absolutely free? You can, thanks to PRN, AARP, and Nationwide Insurance in the Win Groceries for a Year sweepstakes. It's easy to enter. Just go to goprn.com/fans, fill out the information, and soon we may be calling to tell you you've won free groceries for a year. No purchase necessary, must be 18 or older, official rules online or by mail if requested. Win groceries for a year at goprn.com.
Hear that? That's an engine running with Z-Max. Z-Max delivers ultimate engine performance you can hear and feel every time you drive. With Z-Max in your tank, you'll experience a smoother running, more powerful, better protected engine. And you'll see big savings from improved gas mileage. Take it from Max. Nothing works like Z-Max. Log on to ZMAX.com today and find the Z-Max retail performance partner near you.
Mozartosties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Now more of Laura Lawson and the Wine Crush. Brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com.
Welcome back to The Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and we are mid-conversation with Ed St. John, the winemaker for Pedroselli. Ed, are you still with us?
I sure am.
Outstanding. Okay, before we had to take the pause that refreshes, you and I were speaking of Zinfandel and looking at the masculine and feminine and all the different personalities with it. Now, here's a question I get asked by listeners a lot, and it really is going to hit home since Zinfandel's America's grape. Do you have your style with Zinfandel, or do you let the grapes tell you where they're going to go? Which do you do? Do you force them into how, okay, I want this reserved, I don't want this over-extracted, I want this very elegant, or are you just playing to the vineyards that you have?
Well, yeah, it's a little bit of chicken and the egg there, because the grapes are really going to determine the style to some extent. And then, depending on the levels, you know, sugars, acids, et cetera, at which you pick the grapes, that's then going to determine whether this wine is going to be 16.5-17% alcohol, or if it's going to be down in the 14s, it's much more enjoyable with food. So based on where we've learned to plant the Zin, to source our Zinfandel from, tend to be a little bit rockier soil, a little bit less rich, which is causing the vine to stress a little bit more, intensifying the flavors. We can do that, we can intensify the flavors without having to over-ripen the grapes in the process to do it. Then, once you get them into the winery, then determining how much time you leave them on skin, how quickly you ferment, you know, those types of things will then determine, the intensity of the wine. So as I said, does the vineyard determine the source, or does the wine making determine the source? The answer is yes to both.
But see, I like the fact that you can answer like that. I have been in the company of several of your compatriots who have this idea in their head that no matter what Mother Nature throws at them, that this wine's going to be like this and taste like that. And it's always interesting to get people's take, especially with Zinfandel, because like you said, there's many different houses and many different theories on the idea of Zin, and a lot of people just want that big, burly, over-extracted, beat you over the head style. So that's why I've always found your Zinfandel to be so refreshing. I do like it. There is just there's a subtlety to it that makes it a little bit more impressionable with a meal, whether with food or without food. It's attainable. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know, John Petroncelli, who's our master winemaker, he's been doing it since 65 years or something. He's an incredible guy. He's 87 years old and just has this style that he likes, and you'll see it across all of our wines that are very food friendly, and he's still at the winery every day, still making all the final decisions on structure of the wine and things like that. So it's, as I said, it's really, it's determining to have a style of food, a style of wine, and then making sure that you're farming and harvesting accordingly.
Well, it does make sense. Hey, listen, I'm going to put you on the spot just because I was talking about this before, and Zinfandel is a natural one. Now, we all realize that we all wish we could eat fork to table or farm to table all the time, but we can't. And you're probably traveling and you wind up somewhere where you have to have a situation where you're eating junk food, you're eating fast food. What is your favorite fast food, fried food, bar food pairing with wine?
Funny you should ask. you're absolutely going to gasp when you hear this. I was at a tasting in Reno several years ago, and you know, at these food and wine tastings, you always get stuck next to whatever is closest in the alphabet to you, I guess is how they do it.
Oh, yeah.
And we ended up next to some bakery who happened to decide that they were going to serve all their cookies that day.
Oh, boy.
And so there I am. I love cookies. I mean, I am a cookie-aholic. And I'm thinking, I like cookies. I like wine. I got to figure out what works here. So the best thing you can do is drink Mother Clone Zinfandel and eat snickerdoodles.
Oh, that would be good.
So, fast food, I love cookies. I can eat cookies for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Well, I pretty much do. I'm a chocolate chip cookies are my weakness, though. Those are the ones I totally and absolutely get with. But I like Merlot with my chocolate chip cookies.
That would be one thing. The other thing, if I'm thinking quick food, I'm grabbing a burger. And Zinfandel being America's grape sort of goes with America's palate. I can drink Zin with almost any food. I may shy away a little bit from citrusy things, and I like a lot of citrusy flavors. But anything grilled, anything fried,
smoked,
roasted,
yes,
baked, I can drink Zin with almost anything. And again, you know, with that style that we make, it lends itself pretty well. So.
Well, true. Zinfandel, anything coming off the barbecue. I will say this. My one problem, we tend to get up into the triple digits temperature-wise. And it doesn't matter. You know, I know to keep my wine room temperature. I'll even throw it in the refrigerator. But once I get into triple digits, I have a hard time looking at Zinfandel. I really, really do.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Here we go. Now I've got you.
All right.
Since 1954, every year, we have been making a dry rosé of Zinfandel, serve it ice cold.
Ooh.
Ice cold. And I've even been known, if we're out for a picnic, to drop an ice cube into it. And now that wine, I'll drink with citrusy things, like Asian salad, you know, Chinese chicken salad, something with soy sauce. I was actually in Maui, Hawaii, tasting with the chef of the restaurant, of another restaurant, while we're having lunch. It was just sort of a weird situation, and they're bringing lunch without any order to the wine that we're tasting at the table. And so here come the oyster shooters with ponzu and a little dab of wasabi on the side of the shot glass. I don't know if I've ever had a better food and wine combination in my life. It was absolutely incredible.
You have both the heats. That would be pretty cool, literally.
Yeah, it was just—it was wonderful. The Zin actually, the rosé actually, complemented and sort of rounded out the flavor of the oyster, and
balanced the heat off the wasabi. Oyster. That would be great.
Yeah, it was amazing, and I don't really know whether it was the wasabi, or the soy sauce, or this, you know, sort of this little ocean saltiness of the oyster. But man, it could have been the very fact
you were sitting and doing it at Maui too. You're not getting any sympathy from me there. Hey, listen, Ed, it has been a joy to have you here on the Crush. It's fun. You and I are very like-minded. You and I will definitely be talking again. I'd love to catch up and get some more of your ideas as we get further into the harvest and get into this year and see what's going on at Pedroselli.
You bet. Thanks for your time.
Oh, it was a joy. You take care, and I'll be keeping my eyes out for that rosé of Zinfandel. I haven't had one of those yet this year. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here on The Crush. When we return, we'll be wrapping up today's show and planning ahead to see what's down the pipe for the rest of the summer.
Stay with us for more of The Wine Crush, presented by Wines Till Sold Out at WTSO.com.
Hey, when do you crave the refreshing taste of iced tea? Twisted Tea wants to know. After mowing the lawn, at a barbecue, on a really hot day, think about that same satisfying glass of iced tea, but with a kick. Twisted Tea is a hard iced tea that's made from beer, but tastes like real iced tea. And nothing satisfies like an ice-cold Twisted Tea. The next time you and your friends are looking for some refreshment, but you need a little kick, grab a Twisted Tea, the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-1639. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-1639. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Call 1-800-489-1639. 1-800-489-1639. That's 1-800-489-1639.
Great grape does not have to cost an arm and a leg. I want to tell all of my Wine Crush listeners about Wines Till Sold Out. Wines Till Sold Out offers great wines at 30 to 70% off. Just go to WTSO.com now to see the current deal. juicy reds, crisp whites, champagne, and of course, my all-time favorite, Chardonnay. Buy a few bottles or stock up for your next party. Wine Still Sold Out has all of your favorite varietals and favorite vintages from around the world. Plus, shipping is always free, and you'll find unmatched customer service. That's WTSO.com. Fine wines, great prices, one at a time.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chomping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood.
Hi-hi!
Concrete.
Hi-yah!
Brick walls.
Hi-yah!
Trees.
Hi-yah!
Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Now it's more of the Wine Crush, brought to you by Wines Till Sold Out, WTSO.com.
I'm Laura Lawson. This is the Wine Crush. A very special thank you to Ed St. John, the winemaker from Pedroselli. That was a lot of fun. It's great to talk to someone who has that level of energy, who has that enthusiasm, and of course to be such a legendary winery and to be part of that. It's always fun when you speak to someone at one of these older properties. Oh, we're having our 85th anniversary. We're having our 100th anniversary. And I think a lot of people need to remember that a lot of these small, out-of-the-way, great wineries are what the backs of today's success is built on. So for those of you who are traveling out to the West Coast this year, please check out the winery. I know that it awed me one of the first times I was out there, not quite 85 years ago, but maybe close to that. It's definitely worth taking a look-see on. But looking at today's show as a whole, I want you to think about the high notes on what we discussed. Of course, we talked about junk food. We talked about bar food. We briefly touched on the facts of wine in boxes and expiration dates and, of course, wine in kegs. Now, if I had said to you box, keg, bratwurst, junk food, would you have ever thought I was discussing wine? Would you ever thought I was discussing what we consider our highbrow beverage? Ultimately, that's what it comes down to, is wine is part of our everyday, our every outing, our every moment that we're going out. Again, I remind you, I haven't nagged you in a while. Wine has a place at your table, no matter where your table may be, whether it's a courtyard, whether it's a bar, or whether it's outside watching a grill while you're drinking a glass of rosé of Zinfandel. It has a place in your lifestyle. All you have to do is find it. As always, here on The Crush, we're reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.